Hello.
Hi, Melissa. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Good. I tried to call this morning. The line was, your office was not open. So let me run out to my car. I tried our time. I'm not sure what the time difference is. But
I'm looking at the notes.
It.
Yeah, it said 5 and 5:52 a.m. So, yeah, you're
so that must have been, right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
Hold on.
I'll wait
I'm
for you.
Write. No, I'm almost here. I'm just going to get it. My debit card. Okay. So the numbers on my card are 4328.
Okay.
4001.
Mm-hmm.
1325.
Okay.
5755. Expiration 0626. Code on the back is 643.
Okay. And then, let me store that. 643, you said, right?
Yeah.
And then it's still the Western Avenue for the billing address?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. They keep changing. I have to keep changing my card because someone tries to get into my account. So every time they do that, it's flagged and the bank has to call me to switch debit cards. So I've had an awful time with that, but that's why all the changes in the cards all the time. It's like monthly, I have to get a new card.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I don't mind reaching out to you.
Yeah.
But I know I have one client. It's the weirdest thing. His card stays the same, but the bank changes the CVV every month. So he'll text me right before the payment's due, like, hey, change the CVV. And I always say, well, what's the new expiration? He's like, no, nothing's else changed. They just changed the, I don't know. I don't know who he
thinks,
but it's kind of cool, you know, that they do that
for
him. So.
I'll tell you. I mean, a girl called me one day from this website. She said that someone had called her using my telephone number and said that they were an insurance company through your website.
Wow.
Yeah, that was last year. Yep, a young girl called me. She said, Melissa, and I said, yeah. She said, you have a cleaning service? And I said, yeah. She said, I just wanted to let you know that I just had a phone call, and they were using your business number to try to get me to buy insurance. Well, it was obviously fraud. And what they were after was her debit card, credit card information to make a payment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
You know, fraud companies do that. My daughter recently had she was looking for a job. She's in college, and someone called and said, yeah, you know, we're at this Hotel Laguna, and I know it's short notice, but can you start tomorrow? And she was pretty excited, like, hey, I got hired on the spot. And so they sent her, like, the onboarding paperwork. And I told my daughter, like, you didn't put your social or anything in there, did you? She said, oh, I did. I thought it was, like, and I said, oh, no. So I tried to call the number back. Course, no answer. So we looked it up, and it was for a tanning salon. So it wasn't
goodness.
Yeah. So I'm like, so luckily the credit bureaus, they'll do like a freeze for a year where if anybody tries to pull credit, they'll call her first. But it scared me. I said, you didn't put your bank account information in, did you? She said, no, but I'm pretty sure that would have been the next step because she was like, they were like, yeah, just fill out the onboarding paperwork and you can start tomorrow at 5, you know? The hotel, I guess, is under renovation. So if you call it, you can't get through. They have two restaurants, and they're like, if you want to book a reservation, just go to Open Table. So, like, you can't actually talk to anyone. Yeah, so luckily they froze the credit, but it's amazing how when somebody is doing a scam and they put those spoof numbers in, sometimes they just randomly pick one, and I think that's what happened with that lady, you know? They just randomly put in a number that, you know, looked legit to her, and then she answered it. I'm happy she didn't fall for it, you know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh, I had a call, it's been probably 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Someone, and they said, I was like, help, to the owner, a professor where I was training. But this person called me and said, Melissa, and I said, yes. And they said, this is a Social Security Investigation Office,
and we
need to speak to you. And I'm like, what can I do for you? And they said, well, we have found a car It has been impounded in Texas with your plates on it.
Oh, no.
And they said, yep, they said there was X amount of drugs in it that were found. The car had been abandoned, and your name is on the plates. And I was, like, crying. I'm like, I haven't been out there. I would never do something like this. And they were like, you need to calm down because this is under investigation. This is security number, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I was crying. I'm like, Kat, my client is, you got to come down. Something's wrong. And so then I said, he said, you bank at blah, blah, blah. You live at blah, blah, blah. You banked in the past at blah, blah, blah. Everything he said was true.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not telling you anything. Then he wanted to know, it's like, what banks do you currently have open so we can shut those down and notify? And I'm like, finally, right then, I thought, no. Something is worse. Something is not good. So I then contacted my bank.
Yeah.
And I said, this is the way it is. So that was the end of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I already knew that was a scam because I used to watch, like, there was this guy on YouTube that would film it. When he got calls like that, he would film it, and he would kind of play around with the people saying, this is Social Security, and you're under federal investigation. And they would say, Social Security will not call you for something like that. They would notify you by mail, but they say Social Security doesn't call you. You know, same thing with this is the IRS, and if you would just send this amount of money, you know, they say the IRS won't call you, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So I'm happy that you didn't fall for it, because my dad recently got scammed out of a lot of money. He lives in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, he got a message on his computer from Microsoft saying, it was an email, and it said, oh, we're trying to process your $399 payment, and please call. So he called the number on there, which he thought was Microsoft, and he said, I didn't make a $399 payment. And the guy said, oh, well, no problem. Let me just fix it for you. It already went through, and in order to give you the credit, I have to screen share on your computer. So my dad gave him access. He didn't know, you know, and so he's 81 years old. He gave him access, and they were on the phone, he said, for hours with this guy. And he said, okay, he finally got to the point where he's like, okay, now I can process your refund. So do this. Type in 400.00. So, like, my dad's thinking he's getting a $400 refund, right? So he types it in, and he hits enter. And next minute, the guy was like, oh, my gosh. I'm going to get fired, like, accidentally you put 4000, and now I'm going to get fired, and I have a family, and the guy's, like, crying, and he said, if you would just transfer it back to me, then I won't get in trouble. So next minute, my dad's transferring him back $40,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that it's a guy from Microsoft. And then my dad said where he got suspicious about it is the guy said, my dad finally said, are we done? I have to go. I've been on the phone with you for hours. I'm tired of this. And he said, oh, yeah, I'll just finish everything up on my end. Just leave your computer on when you go to bed. And my dad said, absolutely not.
Oh,
I haven't
God.
Left my computer on for 30 years, and I'm not leaving it on tonight either.
Wow.
But that guy would have drained all of his bank accounts if he had left it on that night, you know. And so, long story short, he lost the money. The bank said, you know, there's nothing we can do because you were the one that transferred it to him, you know, scam or not. And so the FBI had to write a report. They're investigating it,
God.
And it went to somebody in Peru. Yeah, so, I mean, he'll never see that again, obviously, but it was just so sad. And I told my dad, you know, if you ever are worried about something like that, don't call the number on the email. Look up the number yourself and call Microsoft. And he said, yeah, but in hindsight, I could have done nothing because I didn't have a $399 charge through them, so I could have just done nothing, and if anything showed up in my bank, I could have disputed it, you know.
Wow,
so he's like I'm so dumb that I fell for it, you know. He was really upset about it, so but
wow.
Yep, that's the age we live in, right?
It's sad. It is. It's like, but you know, I mean, and the people get away with it, and they don't think anything of it, and it means nothing to them. Do you know what I mean? They just take, and they go, and their life goes on, and the person on the end that gets the damage, they suffer.
Oh, and the elderly people are the ones that are falling for it, too. You know, he got another call once, and he was smart enough to call me. And it said, "Hi, Grandpa." And he said, "Luke," that's my son's name. He's 27 years old. He said, "Yeah, I'm in jail, and I need you to wire me."
That happened to my aunt.
Yeah, $500. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Did they fall for it, or no? Did they figure it
out? No. She said that it was a... that they had him in jail, and that in order to release him, they needed $500. He never gave it. It's just sad. It's like,
same thing, my
you
dad.
Know,
he
really
said he figured it out because as he was talking to the guy, he said, "It's weird because it sounded like he had a little bit of an accent, and I know Luke doesn't have an accent, you know." And then he said, "Whatever you do, don't tell Mom." And that's where he got, like, suspicious. So he hung up with him, and he was literally going to wire him the money. But my dad called me and said, "Tina, is everything okay? Where's Luke?" I said, "Well, Luke, when I left for work this morning, he was sleeping in bed. Everything's fine." And he told me what happened. So, it made me so angry.
Wow. That is so sad. I don't know, but... You know, it's funny, I brought a woman on cleaning with me, and I was just like, she was on one job, and it's like, "Well, let's go." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" Because it was a 5-hour pay. She's like, "Well, let's go. We can just leave. She's sleeping. She won't know we're not here." And I thought, "You freaking creep." You know, and I told her, "You don't do that." You talk about shady. No offense.
Yeah.
I mean, just terrible. So I don't
That's
know.
That's exactly why I had to recently hire a deep cleaning clean out for my mom's house because she recently passed away and we're putting it on the market. And I found a company that they're like, "We have a 90-minute special for like $129. And I booked it for them to come. And right after I got off the phone, I called them back to cancel because I thought, how do I know if they go in there and say, "Oh, this is an 8-hour job," and it's not? You know, I don't know, like, how long that stuff takes, you know? If it's an 8-hour job and I have to pay for it, that's... So I found another lady that just gave me, like, a flat rate. She's like, $450, I'll do the whole thing. I'm like, I like that, because then I don't have to be stressed. Does it take 5 hours? Does it take 2 hours?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry. She said, "I'll do the whole job for $450, you know?
Yeah, I came yesterday, and it was like, I'm here, and I've been at the same house, and it's a move out, and they have animals and whatnot, but it's like, you know, you want it to look good, and the mother came and took, like, the food and stuff out of the fridge that was still left, but anyway, so we quoted $800 for a full paint, which I thought was fair. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I was 12 hours yesterday, and probably I'll be another 8 hours today. So $800, you've got marks on the wall, you've got to disinfect really good, at least I do. I mean, you know, I use that disinfecting on everything.
Yep, exactly.
So it's like, I was just like, boy, and his mother came, and I was, you know, she was asleep. It's just like, you know, "I hope you made out okay on this." And I'm like, "Well, you know, he paid me $800, and she said, "That's quite low." You know, she said, "I'm going to talk to him." I said, "Well, you know, yeah." She said, what was I going to say? I said, and then she said, "He's a car salesman. What do you expect?"
Yeah.
He's going to wheel a deal. Yeah. But I felt bad because, you know, I was just honestly grateful for the work, and it gets my name out there. Do you know what I mean? And, but I got it. Good business anyway. I mean, if you look back, like, I've had a lot of connections. A lot of them haven't worked. Not everyone do you click with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So not everyone works, but you reach out to.
So that girl
that
wanted to leave, was she a younger girl?
No. No, she was a doctor.
Oh, because I thought maybe, like, you know, no, the one that wanted to leave for the five-hour job. She said, oh, the
yeah,
lady's sleeping.
She was a doctor. She worked with me. She's a doctor.
Oh, okay.
She's a doctor.
Then I'm wrong. I was going to say, I think the young people are, like, entitled these days, and they don't have a strong work ethic, but I'm definitely wrong. If she wasn't young,
yeah.
I can't use that.
No, no. She's 16. I mean, I just thought it was awful. It's like, this is, Louise, I'm going to talk to you. And you want to listen because she quit her job to come on to work with me. I said, someone books, you stay. You don't take off. You know, you're there and you stay. So it's like, well, so then I put her on a client and I called the girl. I'm like, is everything okay? Louise was scheduled to go back. And then, I don't know, I called into the follow-up. The girl wasn't overly excited by any stretch of the means. But it's like, so today she called her and canceled. So I don't know what's going on. The woman was not that friendly with me, you know. But
I see.
The clients I have, they have not gone anywhere. You know, I'm established and, you know, I really thought she's a doctor. She should be clean, right? And, you know,
she should be.
And honest. I mean, I don't know. So
terrible.
It's like, and she wants travel pay, and I'm like, you know what? I don't get travel pay. What makes you think you're getting travel pay? You don't do that.
Exactly.
You know, I don't get travel pay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm happy that you put an end to that. That didn't sound like a good person that you want representing your company. You know,
exactly. And one of my clients said that she's handling one of my Airbnbs I couldn't handle. And my client told me, she said, she's not good, Melissa, for your reputation.
Right.
And I don't know why she said that. I don't know what happened that she felt that way.
Yeah.
But she did say that. Like, she's not good for your business.
I think that she said that. She's probably open enough to next time you talk to her just to tell you, you know, maybe you can probe a little bit and say, you know, it kind of was sticking in the back of my mind. Why did you say that? And I bet she would tell you, you know, because she has something that happened. There's a reason, you know.
Yeah. I kind of felt that, too. It's like, you know, she just didn't click with her. And she's like, could you have us next year? And I'm like, you know, I'm too full. I can only do so much, and there's really no more I want. But, you know, I was advised to keep my webpage open, so I've kept that piece of it open, and it's okay. Do you know what I mean? Everything is okay. So I'm just going to keep it open, and maybe I'm actually kind of trying to get rested because I've been so freaking busy, and it's like I just can't keep going like that anymore. So I've really cut back on what I'm taking. I am on.
You know, it's not only you. It's like every business owner I talk to, they say the same thing. I'll say, oh, are you excited for the weekend or something? And they'll say, oh, weekend, I work 7 days. And I'm like, oh, you have to take some time to enjoy it too, you know?
It's like, well, last year I was working. I worked two different mornings until 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was going down the road. And I almost put my car off the road. I fell asleep. And I thought, I can't do this anymore. It's exhausted. My sister told me, you look exhausted. You're going to end up having a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get sick. And it's like, so that's when I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
And at that point,
so
you're not even enjoying it anymore anyway, you know? So.
Exactly. It's like I was so tired. It's like enough is enough. And I thought, I'm going to cut back.
Good for
you.
You
know, and it's not an easy business. I mean, this is not, people look at housekeeping like it's a no-brainer. I mean, it is a no-brainer, but it's not because you've got to, you know, it's more, I think, being able to cope with the clients because you get some real freaking jerks. You do.
People are so nitpicky too. I noticed because when the lady I hired, my realtor came in and he called me. He said, "Oh my gosh, you have to get up here. The house is completely transformed. The floors, the windows, everything looks
brand
new." Well, he said, "Yeah, she did a top-notch job, But my handyman, who I had up there painting and stuff, he had to go back to finish a couple things, and he wanted me to hire his person. So when he came up there, he was like, this wasn't a good job cleaning. Look at that little thing in the corner, or look at that little spot on the window. Like, this wasn't a good... And he was, like, kind of making little side remarks as he was going through the house. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to listen to him, because my realtor said it's a top-notch job, and my realtor knows. He deals with cleaning companies all the time. I'm like, if it was good enough for my realtor, it's good enough for me. But it made me mad.
He was trying to get you to pick up his company.
Yeah,
without any doubt. He was trying to get you to pick up through someone he had working. So
exactly.
That's like with me, if someone doesn't call me, I don't call them back. Like, if they call, I return the call. I either hear or I don't. If I don't, I don't care.
Yeah,
you know, either
exactly.
they take it or leave it. I don't chase anyone. I don't have time to chase anyone. You know, it's like you want it, you take it, and if you don't, goodbye. You know, that's the end of the story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
you know, but no, that lady that I hired, she did follow up with me, and I was so thankful because, you know, when you go through a death in the family and cleaning up a house, and your emotions are just like all over the place. And I remember that morning I was like, I think I called her on a Friday, and she went to the house right away and gave me a quote. And then I the next day I thought, oh, I got to go through my phone and find her number and call her and tell her I want her to start. And then she called me, and I was so thankful because it was just like, oh, one less thing I have to do today. You know, I told her, Mary, I was going to call you. I'm so happy that you followed up with me because now I don't even have to look up your number or anything.
Aww.
I'm like, yeah. So she went, and I told her, I want you to start on Monday. And she said, but the house is so close to me, so I'll go today and I'll start putting chemicals in, you know, because there was a lockbox on it. She's like, because if I can do two or three applications of the chemicals, it's going to turn out nicer. And so, yeah, so she did just such, I thought she did such a good job, but I was thankful
for
the follow. Yeah, I didn't look at it like she was chasing me. I looked at it like, oh, what a blessing. It was one less thing I had to do, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, with my clients, it's like, you know, if someone calls, I return the call. If I don't call back, I've assumed they've gone elsewhere. And if they have, I don't care. Because
I agree.
Just reaching out to respond. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't chase people down. I mean, if I can fill it, I'll take it and fill it. And if I can't do it, then I can't do it. And, you know, they go without or they'll find someone else. But I certainly don't push my services. I don't think that's good. I don't think it looks good.
Yeah. Well, I would think in your industry, too, if you are doing follow-up calls and chasing people, like you say, then probably is when they're going to start nickel and diming you, too, because now they think you're desperate, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was thinking 800 is too much, and you know what I mean? And
I had a doctor, a real estate firm call me, and a doctor called me to do his house. Three stories, he wanted to pay me $300. I said, there's no way. No. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, no. And he was in a pinch. And then, you know, so I said, I'll come in for, and that was even way too low, 500, three stories.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll do it for this amount. And we ended up in an argument. And I said, look, it's best you move along because this is not good. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not bickering over quotes. I'm not going to do that. This is my business. This is the way it is. And I said, and I'm done. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
And so he called me back and he said, will you please take it? And I said, no, I just got done telling you. I'm not taking it. It's not in a good space between us. And I can't, you know, it's like,
Yeah, there would have been an issue with him anyway. Then he wouldn't have been happy about it. You know, I've noticed that. Even with our service, sometimes there's people that they want the most service, but they don't want to pay for it. And they're always, you know, problem clients, you know, where they'll say, you know, oh, I want to be found in the entire United States and I want to have a custom website with 20 different pages on it and all these different links and, you know, oh, $129 a month. No, I don't want to pay that, you know, and I'm like, no, you can't get a service. If you want a service like that, you can have it, but you have to pay for it, you know?
Yeah, really. So what is your, like, starting rate?
So right now what we charge is $299 monthly with a $99 setup fee. That's what a new client would pay. You've been with us for quite a while, so you have a special pricing. You have our corporate rate of $129. Oh, actually, I see you started initially with that same package, $299, and then eventually you took the ads off, and then eventually you went to the corporate rate. Yeah, so your rate that you're paying, normally you have to have 100 locations to get that price. So somebody put that in here for you, which is great. So you're grandfathered into it where it'll never go up. Yep.
Yeah. I was just kind of like at the point that I couldn't take any, you know, I couldn't handle any more clients. I was full. What's the point in paying that great big absorbent, you know, rate if you're not even utilizing it? Why bother? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's worth it if you get new clients, but if you can't handle new clients, then it's not, you know? So
I couldn't. And even now it's like, I'm just kind of like, okay. I'm comfortable, I can pay my bills, I'm tired, I've had enough. I'm going to lay low a while.
Back off
from all of this. Yeah, yeah, and get rested. And
need a vacation
get feeling
this summer.
I know.
You really should.
Yeah. It's been crazy.
Maybe next time we talk, you're going to be on an island somewhere with a little umbrella in your drink. And
but I've met someone, Yeah, I met someone, he's from LA, and we're actually getting married, and I am going to be finding someone to take over my clients. I'll supervise, but I'm going to have, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm really, really tired.
Yeah.
So I just have kind of had enough, and it's like he doesn't want me working. He has enough money. I don't have to work. So it's like, I'm tired. It's like yesterday I worked all day. I drove home. I literally crawled into my bed, just brushed my teeth, dropped my clothes by my bed, and went to sleep. And I woke up at like 4 this morning. I was just so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm happy. You deserve it, Melissa. You've worked so hard. Now it's time to just enjoy it, you know? So that's great. I'll just hope and pray that you find somebody that you can trust to take over your clients, you know? So,
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And that's kind of been like, what do I do? You know, and to get a decent, I mean, you got to pay them good. I mean, one of my clients I've got, his father's a doctor, and he was like, you know, Melissa, you're sitting on a gold mine, and you could blow this up, and I'm like, but I don't want to blow it up.
Yeah,
I'm
content
with what I have. I don't want the stress and burden of all these people under me. I just want to work, and that's it. It could be a very lucrative business if I made the effort to do it. My son wanted to take it over.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah. He said he would like to take it. But it sounds, you know, if you work independently, if you work and you don't hire, you can do really well at this. When you start hiring, you're into workman's comp, unemployment, you know, the stress, are they going to go to work? Are they going to do a good job? Are they going to, clients going to complain? It's not worth it.
Yeah.
But if I can find someone decent, you know, then I'm going to go ahead and try to fill under me one person and or let my clients go. You know, just keep a few and tell them that they, you know, will have to find someone else. I'm kind of retiring out.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, you have to scale back eventually. You know what I mean? You can't do that forever.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, congratulations. I'm so happy to hear the news.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
I was alone for 26 years.
Wow.
I have a son. I was married to an attorney. I'm quite picky, and it's like I just never found anyone. I didn't want Christopher to think you got married and divorced.
Yeah.
So I just stayed alone. And then I met someone locally. I moved here and met someone, very handsome school teacher. What a freaking mess. Oh, it was a disaster. And
really?
It's like, So I've been alone for 8 years now.
Oh, I see.
And I'm not, you know, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You just have to be careful. And I'm particular. I want Chris to respect and like whoever I'm with.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Who I marry is who he's marrying.
Right.
As a role model and a father.
Yep, that's true. How old is he?
Christopher is 37, but he's still, it's like...
Yeah,
you
I
know,
thought he was grown because you said he wanted to take over the business, so I knew he
yeah,
was... Yeah,
I want him to, you know, I mean, whoever I have in my life, if he's not okay with them, he's not going to be okay with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If
it's
he
amazing,
doesn't like, then what, you know, it's not going to be good because...
Right.
If he doesn't like them, it's going to cause a lot of problems.
I agree.
So
yeah, it will. It's your
if he has no respect for them, then it's not going to be good because it's going to come into my personal life with the person I'm with.
You have to make sure he likes the person first.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. How far away is this guy? What state is he in?
He's actually coming here on the 20th. He's a merchant marine engineer.
Oh, so he's going to relocate there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Oh,
yeah, we're going to buy here and then go back to, I met him here. He was here at the Maine Maritime Academy. Recruiting for engineers to do a job in Australia.
I see.
So that's how I met him here. And then we just stayed in touch and then he started coming home and it was like, and it just kept going that way. And then finally he was like, I'm getting off. I'm going to come home. So I said, well, okay. You know, and so he asked about getting married. And I said, yeah, I feel good about it. I've never heard him swear, nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, this is a good fit. We can do this.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to you, Melissa. I have another call coming
thank
in.
You.
So thank
you
for
care.
You
thank
too.
You.
Have a great week. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.